members of the Lac Qualam First Nation are monitoring a proposed LNG site outside of Port Edward from their boats. They say they're there to keep an eye on the Flora Bank eelgrass bed. It's an important area of habitat for migrating salmon. And the CBC's George Baker went to the docks in Port Edward to find out what motivated this monitoring situation, and he was met by band member Joey Wesley.
The eelgrass is very important right now. It's a very sensitive estuary for the juvenile salmon that are making their run back out to the ocean, or for some of the salmon that are making the run up the river.
And why is that important to you?
Well, for one, it's our natural resources, and we heavily rely on this this ecosystem here.
How many people would you say have been out here today?
There's been about 15 bodies and about 10 boats.
Where are they all from?
Roughly half of them are from Lac Qualam, and the others are scattered out, Prince Rupert mainly.
On the Lac Qualam website, Chief and Council say that they support the environmental research portion of this. That doesn't mean they support the project itself. They say they'll still go back to the community to ask, but that they would like to see more research done by Petronas and the BC government as far as understanding this project. What do you think of that?
Well, we all agree that they should be doing their environmental studies and proving it to us that nothing is going to harm the shellfish or the salmon habitat there. And two, they can do an environmental study. Doesn't mean that they come in and cut eelgrass and try and transplant it.
What proof do you have that they're cutting eelgrass?
It's a word of mouth right now.
Word of mouth?
Yeah.
Is that enough?
It's more than enough to get us down here.
What about the process itself, letting it play itself? Why not just allow the process to play itself out?
Well, for one, we're not going to jeopardize this eelgrass to be transplanted somewhere else, because like I said earlier in my first statement, that if it was to grow in another estuary, it would have done it thousands of years ago. This eelgrass that's on Flora Bank right now, it's been there since the Ice Age.
Explain why this is particularly important to you and your family.
Me and my family heavily rely on the Skeena River just as much as the entire country. It's not only going to affect the people upriver, but it's going to affect the entire country of Canada.
But Leelu Island also belongs to your family, is that correct?
It belongs to the Gitwalgiots tribe, yes, and that's who I belong to.
What is that? Explain for our listeners who don't know about the tribal system and what that all means.
Okay, in the Tsimshian Nation, there's 14 tribes, and 9 of the tribes reside in Lac Qualam right now, and that just the location just happens to fall under one of the 9 tribes out of the Lac Qualam.
And your father is the chief of that tribe?
Yeah, he's the ranking chief right now, and the 9 tribes right now are the only ones that hold the Aboriginal right and title to this piece of land right now.
What's the message then coming out of this? I gather that protest is not the appropriate word, that it's something different. What is the message?
The message here is that we are exercising our Aboriginal rights and title under our chief.
And will that mean anything legally?
It has been since the beginning of time. A couple of months back there, the provincial government threw dollar figures at us to show a vote of hands to let this go through or not, and all 3 meetings in 3 locations, there was a unanimous decision of no vote. So in my eyes, that they heard us, but I don't know if they're listening to us.
How much power do you feel then?
Right now I feel a lot.
Joey Wesley, he's a Lac Qualam's band member monitoring a proposed LNG site on Leelu Island. And the Prince Rupert Port Authority owns the island, and the manager of corporate communications, Michael Gurney, says no work's currently being done.
What we do know is that the Prince Rupert Port Authority has authorized Pacific Northwest LNG to continue the preliminary geotechnical site research on Leelu Island. But it's important, really important, to know that this does not represent the beginning of construction of that terminal. The work to which I'm referring has not yet begun. There's no boreholes yet being dug or samples being taken. It will begin imminently, but at this point it's not yet commenced. I think early September is when they intend to begin the testing, and it will continue through to November. So there will be a presence of equipment near the island and also increased helicopter flights back and forth. We've spoken with Don Senior, and advised him of what we know to be the case, which is that according to the established protocols, all the area First Nations have been engaged in discussions about the investigatory work that's about to begin, and they have been and continue to be involved in monitoring the work which has happened previously and is about to continue. And furthermore, the work has actually been sanctioned by their elected leadership, the Band Council.
Michael Gurney is the Corporate Communications Manager for the Prince Rupert Port Authority.